0-1.
Nationals are arrested over 520,000 kwacha theft in Chingola. Kapiri teacher calls for nationwide headcounts to eliminate ghost workers. And in African news, Madagascar declares a state of emergency over severe fuel shortages linked to Iran war. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Police on the Copper Belt have arrested two foreign nationals in connection with a theft of over 520,000 kwacha from a businessman in Chingola. Copper Belt Province Police Commanding Officer Mwala Yuyi says a 53-year-old South African, Edwin Nkanye, and a 40-year-old Zimbabwean, Tembi Dube, were apprehended after the incident, which occurred yesterday around 11:30 hours. Mr. Yuyi says the suspects allegedly trailed the victim, Nikki Zhu, a Chinese national of a foreign mining company, from a bank where he withdrew the money before breaking into his parked vehicle at Mega Egg Company and stealing the cash, which was meant for workers' salaries. He adds that a security officer fired a gunshot at the suspect's getaway vehicle, forcing them to abandon it, and the two suspects were later apprehended separately, while two others remain on the run. Mr. Yuyi says the police have since launched a manhunt as investigations continue. And police in Ndola have arrested a 23-year-old taxi driver, Gregory Zulu, for allegedly assaulting a police officer. Police Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi explained that on April 7, 2026, around 13 hours, Sergeant Charles Mandefu and other traffic officers found a Honda Fit parked in the middle of Kalewa Road, obstructing traffic. Mr. Chilabi says the driver, who had a female passenger on board, was charged with obstruction of a roadway, an impoundable offense under Section 188 of the Roads and Road Traffic Act. He said after the officer allowed the passenger to disembark at Kawama Township. The driver refused to proceed to the police station and assaulted Sergeant Mandefu. Mr. Chilavi said investigations are followed and the suspect was later apprehended.
On April 7, 2026, around 13 hours, Sergeant Charles Mandefu and other traffic officers were on patrol along Kalewa Road when they found a Honda Fit, registration number BBE3944, parked in the middle of the road, obstructing traffic. The officers approached the driver, who had a female passenger on board, and charged him with obstruction of the roadway, an impoundable offense under Section 188 of the Roads and Road Traffic Act number 11 of 2002. Sergeant Mandefu then boarded the vehicle and instructed the driver to proceed to the police station. The elderly passenger requested to be dropped off at Kawama Township, which the officer allowed. After the passenger exited the vehicle, the driver refused to proceed to the police station and assaulted Sergeant Mandefu. Investigations were conducted and the suspect was later apprehended. The suspect is currently in custody awaiting his court appearance. Thank you.
A Kapi Rinpoche based secondary school teacher has called on the government to conduct a comprehensive headcount of teachers across the country. Speaking anonymously to Kombon Radio News, the teacher raised concerns about the existence of ghost workers who are officially assigned to remote schools but are instead found in urban areas. She emphasized the urgent need for authorities to address these discrepancies to ensure accountability in workstations and payroll systems and to restore order in the education sector.
When you go outside, they will tell you to say the ones that are in town are the ones that are accessing those payrolls. And then the paper that we have given you is the one that are in town. So yeah, when you try to claim for that, they will tell you to say it's a process. The pay points are there. Now, if they transfer people, they go with those pay points. So pay points, in short, they are not there. They just try to squeeze people there. That's what I can say. So people are being transferred from there. They leave the pay points there. They give them the pay points that are in town. So that people who are in those areas, they access those pay points. I think that one, they should just do the head count so that they see the people that are getting the rural area or the remote that are in town. They put them on the town payroll. Those that are in the rural area, they also access that.
A resident of Lusaka's Foxdale area has appealed to the Zambia Police Service for help in recovering his stolen motorbike, which he says is his main source of income. Gift Mumba tells Kombon Radio News that he felt obligated to help improve the life of his unemployed friend by giving him the motorbike to use for business. However, he laments that efforts to contact the friend and retrieve the motorbike have failed, as the individual is no longer answering calls and he has since gone missing. Mr. Mumba says the motorbike is a vital tool for his livelihood, and he remains hopeful that it would be recovered. He says he has since reported the matter to the police.
For the past March, February, January, February, and I didn't get the papers. So within the series, then I get my papers back. So when you suppose that in Kafu and Rama and Pere Kakuja, the man said to Anamanga, Vidia Bino, Utia, Watata, at least was saying that. When I go upon a Kahonda to balance the Sago Pan, one uncle for the Dadin and Gahonda, I recruit. I'm failing to answer them. My or what thing to Tanzan and Amund, that Tanzan Abuan, they have a I'm telling him, you come to go good, your balance. And then how am I surviving? Can drama gani for a kangon no money got it? Nifuga ni primary school, nice to DM of a noom. Now I go school foot to a food, could your foot to the school? And then how do I balance up like that? So I need the help.
The Alliance for Accountability Advocates of Zambia, AAAZ, says the absence of a client service delivery charters in many public institutions is hindering effective service delivery.